Welcome to the deep dive. So, you're scrolling through your phone, right, every day,
But
and
wait,
you're
so
constantly bumping into people, ideas, I mean, from everywhere, all over the world.
absolutely.
What we really want to get into today is how all that digital connection, how it's reshaping something pretty fundamental.
Yeah, what it actually means to be a global citizen now
Yeah.
in the 21st century.
Exactly. Because for ages, citizenship was, let's be honest, pretty straightforward.
Defined by lines on a map, basically. Your country, your passport.
Your rights, your responsibilities, all tied to where you physically lived.
But fast forward to now, and you've got TikTok, Instagram, X, all these platforms, and they've woven this really intricate, vibrant, you could say powerful new dimension into that old definition.
Yeah, think about it from your own online life. You probably see a trend just explode
Oh,
overnight.
totally. Starts with maybe a teenager in, say, Sydney.
And suddenly someone in London picks it up thousands of miles away.
And instantly they're part of the same, like, global chat, maybe even collaborating on something.
Or think about a human rights activist maybe in Brazil using Twitter.
Yeah, amplifying voices that might not otherwise be heard globally.
It bypasses the old gatekeepers in a way. Social media has become this incredibly powerful bridge. It connects people directly.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how that direct access changes your perspective on global events.
How so?
Well, traditionally, your view was mostly shaped by, the national news agenda, what your country's media focused on. But now you can potentially see things unfolding through the eyes of people experiencing it firsthand.
From the ground level.
Exactly, offering this much wider range of perspectives, sometimes, really raw and unfiltered views.
And you definitely see the impact of that in like real world ways, don't you? Like
Trace.
when a major natural disaster hits somewhere.
Almost immediately you see hashtags pop up.
Yeah. And people from everywhere just start offering support, sharing info, trying to organize help.
Or those crowdfunding campaigns that spring up.
Wow, yeah, within hours sometimes, right? Resources get mobilized across huge distances.
All thanks to these digital connections. It really shows how social media lets you engage with global issues personally.
It feels like those physical borders, they just become less relevant in that moment of collective response.
And if you kind of zoom out, this ease of connection, this shared experience, it starts to raise some pretty deep questions for you about identity.
Like what?
Well, in this digital space, where do your loyalties really lie? How does the person you are online intersect with, say, your national identity?
Right, that's interesting.
Are we seeing maybe the beginnings of a new kind of global identity emerging from all these interactions, one that goes beyond national lines?
It really makes you think about where you feel you belong online, doesn't it?
Totally.
You might find communities built around, I don't know, hobbies or interests.
Yeah, and the members are from dozens of different countries. They connect over that shared interest, not nationality.
Or for some people, maybe social media is a vital link back to their cultural heritage.
Connecting with others who share traditions, even if they live oceans apart, it's a very fluid space.
Your own experience probably reflects some of that fluidity, that complexity.
Which leads to a really important point for you, the listener, to think about.
Okay.
With this incredible power you have to connect, to share information globally, right at your fingertips, what does it actually mean for you to be a responsible global citizen online?
Yeah, responsibility, that's key. Because from your perspective, just using these platforms daily, it definitely means being more aware of what you're consuming and, importantly, what you're sharing.
Because information and, crucially, misinformation spreads like wildfire online, doesn't it?
It really does. And that spread can have very real consequences offline.
Absolutely. It also means, I think, being mindful of how you engage,
Yeah.
how you talk to people who might have really different backgrounds or points of view.
Yeah, navigating those differences respectfully.
Exactly. And if we look at the bigger picture of your online presence, your voice, your individual voice, now has the potential to actually contribute to global conversations.
About really big things.
Yeah, huge issues. Environmental sustainability, social justice movements happening thousands of miles away.
You can participate in those conversations now.
That's a significant power that, well, pretty much each of us holds now. And with power comes that sense of responsibility, right? How do you use it?
But we also need to be realistic, and you need to be aware of the downsides too, surely.
Oh, absolutely. It's not all positive.
You've probably seen or even experienced how these platforms can create what people call echo chambers.
Right, where the algorithm just feeds you more and more of what it thinks you already agree with.
Which can kind of inadvertently limit your exposure to different views. You just hear your own opinions reflected back.
And similarly, you get filter bubbles, which narrow the range of information you even see in the first place.
And then there's the really ugly stuff, unfortunately. You've likely seen it.
Hate speech, disinformation. It can spread incredibly easily on social media, too.
It really can.
Which just hammers home the need for you to engage critically. You can't just passively scroll.
You have to think about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actively question where information's coming from. Make an effort to seek out different viewpoints.
And consciously try to be thoughtful, be responsible in how you interact and what you choose to amplify by sharing.
It takes effort.
So, okay, let's zoom out again. What's the big takeaway here for you living in this super connected digital world?
Well, I think the core thing to grasp is how those traditional lines, the geographical borders, are genuinely becoming more blurred in our daily lives.
Through these interactions.
Exactly. You are now connected to people and ideas all over the planet in ways that were, honestly, almost unthinkable just a generation ago.
And because of that constant connection.
Your understanding of the world, yeah, and even your own place in it, is increasingly shaped by who you interact with online.
By the different voices you encounter there.
Which brings us right back to that idea of responsibility. This profound sense of global responsibility that, like it or not, each of us carries now.
Because we're all interconnected in this digital web.
We are. And that reality really demands that you engage ethically. With a critical eye.
So be mindful of the info you consume, the info you share.
Understand that potential for bad information to spread. And really try to have respectful conversations, even maybe especially when you disagree strongly with someone's perspective.
That's tough, but important.
It is. Ultimately, though, your voice online does have power. You really do have the potential to add to positive change globally.
Whether that's raising awareness for, say, environmental issues.
Or advocating for social justice and causes you believe in. Your actions online can ripple outwards.
But, and it's a big but.
You have to be smart about it. Aware of the challenges built into these platforms. The echo chambers, the filter bubbles, the nasty stuff.
Right. Which is why developing those critical thinking skills, that media literacy, is just so vital for everyone navigating this digital world responsibly.
Couldn't agree more.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, it's worth remembering that this whole journey, being a global citizen in the digital age, it's really just starting for all of us, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's an ongoing thing, a constant process of learning, adapting.
And hopefully striving to use these connections to build a more just and interconnected world through how we act online.
Which leaves you, the listener, and a final thought to chew on. What do you actually see as your role in all this? As a global citizen navigating this digital space, how are you currently using social media? Is it just scrolling?
Yeah.
Or are you using it to connect, to learn, maybe to contribute something to the wider global community?
It's worth taking a moment, maybe after this, to just reflect on the impact of your own clicks.
Your shares, your thoughtful interactions online. What kind of global citizen are you choosing to be in this digital age?